Welcome to the Ado Show.
If you're watching now just starting
this episode, thank you so much for streaming. Tuning in. I have an incredible show for you guys today. Actually, I have the worst show to broadcast.
Oh, the worst right show now. To broadcast.
Right now, as I speak, uh-huh. I have one of the most idiotic. Lunatic.
You know what you look like, dude? You know those videos on YouTube where they take a bum off the street and they clean him up?
That's you, dude. Who needs no introduction?
They know who I am.
Ryan Radina.
It sounded like that was leading up to something. Look, there should be an applause. What is this like? This isn't the Tonight Show.
It's called Effects.
What are you, Arsenio, and like the crowds and be like, yeah, Ryan Radina. No one gives a fuck about me.
Well, this is not really the regular show because now this guy wants to get on me about everything I'm doing. So, and I'm not.
You know what? You know what's funny?
Okay.
This guy tells me before I get here, I want to be. And then I get here, and it's, you know what it is? He just wants to make me look like a real piece of. And like he's just this docile creature who invited me into his cave. But no, dude. You're a monster. You're a monster. You said, yeah, make fun of me, dude. Make fun of me. I'm a big joke. Now here I am, making fun of you.
The amount of views I'm about to get is going to be so insane.
Wishful thinking, huh?
And he gets no...
No bread, no money.
Nothing.
No money, but he's been talking from the moment I got here about, man, Spawn.
The thing that brings me such joy is that he's still here. Has not left.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that is my fault, isn't it?
I told my friend Devin, I said, hey, I don't know how this is going to go, but I have no hopes. And hey,
your friend Devin, what did you tell your friend Devin about me?
I have no hopes for the taping I'm doing with Ryan.
No hopes?
No hopes.
What do you mean? Did you not think this was going to make it to air?
I don't think it's going to air.
Why? Oh my God, now I'm getting pissed off. It's not going to air? You got me here, I'm not getting paid?
Where should I go with this, honestly? He's the comedian. I'm the black dude and the only black dude in the
room.
That's
all you bring to the table is just being a black dude? You're a little more than that. Don't sell yourself so short. You got a podcast. You're doing good. Those are the socks you buy in a pack of 800 wear out by the end of one time.
Well, I feel like we are...
Off to the races, yeah. Look, we were already finishing each other's sentences.
You know, I really love when somebody of this nature wants to make me look so good. My face hurts and it has not even been 5 minutes.
How am I making you look good right now?
Edits.
Edits?
No life show.
He keeps saying edits. He keeps saying he's going to take out like all this And I know you're gonna make me look like a real bum,
no,
aren't you?
No. Watch, just watch. Even this right now.
I will watch it. I will watch this later.
I know you're gonna watch it.
I know you're gonna watch it too. Because when I walked in this room, this man was watching an episode of the Ado Show. I walk in and this man is sniffing his own farts. Look at me, I'm getting paid. Look at the show I'm watching.
The only show I watch. Hmm.
But I'm digging it, man. It's not like anyone else asked me to do a podcast, so I guess this is, you know, this is where it's at.
And I can see why. Okay, so the first topic we're going to talk about today is something that deals with OnlyFans.
OnlyFans?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, we were supposed to talk about something before this, but we're going to get to that later
since you're such a good interviewer, you can, like, you know, you can switch your questions around, right?
By the way, he's guest co-hosting the entire show. Uh-huh. Literally. And
I might stop from time to time.
He probably will.
Now I feel like I have to. See how boring things just got? Do I look... What do I look like to you?
Ryan? You look like Ryan.
Does Ryan look like an atheist?
Ryan should have his own show right now.
What about now? Do I still look like an atheist? Does this make me look more holy?
He looks so fake right now.
What if I sit like this the whole time? Do you think this will do it for me?
You look like the most fake Christian I've ever seen in my
fake
life.
Fake Christian? You know what you look like? You look like an undercover youth pastor. You look like a gay youth pastor in denial of his sexuality. No tie, acid wash, denim jeans. You look like you're about to pull out a guitar and sing about something stupid. Jesus is just all right with me. Jesus is just all right. Oh, yeah. That's you, dude. That's you. Take a minute. Soak it in. Now come back to reality. How's that feel?
I don't like you.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. I told you what this was going to be.
No wonder he doesn't get any invites at all.
Okay, that's a lie. There was this one guy that asked me once, but I haven't heard back from him. This guy, his name is Matt. He's a fellow comic.
Case in point.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Well, what are we doing now? You want to talk more?
What do you want to talk about? Do you have any questions?
No, I don't have any questions for you because you're the guest co-host. You don't know how this works because you've never done this before because no one calls you for anything because you act like this.
I called you yesterday and you said, don't have to prepare anything, man.
I called you. You never called me.
Fine.
I called you.
Nah, dude.
See, that's the thing.
Got it.
See,
this
you always want to do something and you always want to say that I did something. Listen to me.
Does he think we fuck out?
Listen.
I don't even know you like that.
You have a girlfriend. What is that?
What's her name? What's my girlfriend's name, Adu? Adu. Adu, what's my girlfriend's name? Adu. What? What is that? What are you doing? Are you trying to, like, replicate the sound of a crowd you'll never have? What the fuck was that?
I think this is.
We could have serious questions if you'd ask them.
I don't have serious questions. How about you read this?
You want me to read that? You think I can't read? That's what it is. Am I supposed to read the crossed out or this bottom one?
Read the bottom one,
okay.
Ryan the comedian.
I know we're all familiar with the site OnlyFans, but have you heard of OnlyFriends? Well, it seems to me that the site is for friendships, and you can meet friends, whether they're local or global.
Okay.
It only costs $4.99 a month. One user... Is this a f***ing commercial we're doing for OnlyFans? One user was raving about how she loved meeting new friends because she lives in the middle of nowhere. That is so f***ing sad. Oh my god, really? One user was raving about how she loved meeting new friends, because those are not friends, by the way.
I didn't write this.
Thoughts on this? What are your thoughts on this? That's the question.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what you said. What are your thoughts on OnlyFans? Is practically what you wanted me to read to you that you wrote down.
From a producer that works with me? Yeah, okay.
Well, I'm not talking shit on the producer. The producer seems like a nice guy. He's putting up the money for whatever the shit you're doing here. He's got a lot of faith. You're Christian, aren't you?
Only fans and only friends is... First of all, only friends is... It doesn't say only friends.
It says only friends.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Only friends.
Only friends sounds way more dangerous than even OnlyFans.
Only friends is a real thing, though.
Only friends is real.
So you think, like, and you're pushing this? I'd be kind of into that. I'm a lonely guy. I need some friends.
Well, I can tell. We can.
I'm hanging out with you. That's a fucking sign.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I could hear you trying to formulate an insult, so I beat you to the punch.
Well, I'm not really going to do that. I'm just going to sit here and look.
Now you're being all docile.
Professional.
Yeah.
Answering the questions, since we really don't have all the time in the world, since we have somebody who we have to interview in the next hour.
Okay, what do you want to talk about then? You want me to ask you questions?
Well, let me just answer this one, and then you can insult me for the rest of the show.
I won't insult you for the rest of the show. I've got actual questions. If you want to have a real deal conversation.
Okay.
then we can do that too.
Okay, so answering this question, I don't think only friends is the greatest thing that anybody can really have. Only fans, in my opinion, is not really that great of a platform. I mean, I know it's good for if you really are in need of money. I know people use that as a money.
To be honest, I no, dude, I'll be straight up with you. I don't know very much about OnlyFans. I am like the most untechnologically savvy person our age you'll ever meet.
Well, I don't know. Dude, well, that's kind of like the same thing with me. That's why I have this.
See, is that that's way above my pay grade. I don't even, like, I understand what that does, I guess. But
why are you whispering all of a sudden?
Because I feel like I'm going to be yelling at you within the next 3 minutes, so I'm saving all that
energy. You're saving all of the energy? Yes. I can bring it down a notch. Do you want to keep talking about OnlyFans?
No, I
you don't seem like you want to talk about OnlyFans.
I don't.
Let's talk about some other dude.
Okay,
you want to
talk about some other stuff.
Let's talk about, dude, music, man. I met you.
Oh, no.
No, dude, this isn't bad. I met you in college. You're a drummer. I'm a saxophone player. I just graduated.
I gotta go crisscross applesauce for this. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Mr.
You
Ryan.
Comfy?
Go ahead, Mr. Ryan. No, this is actually really uncomfortable.
Well, I like it that way. Stay that way. No, I'm just saying, like, you know, you started out as a drummer, man. Like, what happened with that? Like, I know I've been playing saxophone my whole life. What's going on with... First of all, can I just tell you how weird of a thing this is? You invited me over here to host your show, basically. That's what's going on. If I had known that, I would have prepared a whole bunch of questions, but it's okay. I'm good off the top of my head.
That's why I told him I'm not telling you anything. Notice how I'm not talking. I'm just letting him do everything.
Yeah, show my true narcissism. Is that what it is? You just want to let me just go? Don't look at me like that.
Okay, I'm not very entertaining, so I'm letting him do everything right now.
Don't. Why do you keep? Don't keep doing that. Don't keep doing that.
I just want to let everybody know that this is not really the regular show.
Yeah, I know.
Honestly,
it's a lot better.
I told him I can either be very boring or be very exciting.
You didn't say that. You didn't say you'd be this boring.
Yeah. Well. This is all a part of the act.
I honestly, I'm having a great time. Believe it or not, I really am.
I hate you.
You hate me?
Yeah.
You just don't like people. You're envious of the fun I'm having at your expense, I think, is what's happening.
I'm surprised you're still here.
You're surprised I'm still here?
Yeah.
Are you trying to get me to leave? Is that what this is?
Honestly, no. I mean, I like your company because I am lonely, but I don't really like...
What do you hide, dude? You're like losing momentum as this has been going on. We're like,
wake me up!
Yeah, dude. Okay. We're trudging across the tundra mile after mile when you talk.
Okay. How we met.
Yeah.
What are we saying?
Oh, man, you were just looking for something to talk about because you didn't prepare for anything. And then I figured that we would talk about...
Because I feel like I feel like I know your personality, and I feel like I know where
there's a compliment. Thank you, Adu. I appreciate that.
That's why I only prepared one topic, and nothing for the rest of the duration.
You did prepare a topic?
That was the only one.
Oh, really?
That was it. The rest,
yeah,
is you.
Yeah, dude. Sorry about that. I don't know much about like internet. I grew up doing like Western performance. Mm-hmm. It was like really strange. Man, I grew up at this place called Frontier Town. I did that pretty much for most of my life up until like a year ago, 2 years ago, riding horses and doing comedy shows there. It was really great. And then when that all went, corporate took it over, and stuff always happens when corporate gets involved. And then we ended up, I ended up doing stand-up.
Well, you look like the guy who rides horses, but you don't look like the guy who does stand-up. But by the way, your persona.
My persona.
Great vocal work, right? Am I right, everybody? This is not going.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
No, it's great.
Yeah, really?
No, that's good for you, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Should we take a commercial break?
Do we have to?
I mean, if you want to keep going, yeah. I just don't want to tie them out.
No, we can get... let's take a break.
Welcome back to the new show. Why do I have my hands out like this? Like I'm about to hug somebody.
Have we started yet? Let's just say we've started.
We have started.
We're back.
We are back.
Yeah.
Okay. So, go ahead.
Go ahead what? No, we were just talking, before we came back, we were talking about playing music and shit. And
okay, let's go with
not
that.
Really playing as much.
Okay, so I feel like that's you, though, because I have the little Korg right there.
Yeah.
And I've been, you know, writing songs from that for this new project I'm doing. Actually, a couple projects that I'm doing. I'm writing songs for other people, especially now with just that. You could do a lot with a little. You are basically in a world, especially because, like you said, we're performers and you're dealing in an industry of entertainment where anything can happen. At any given moment, you can be up or down. You could have money. You could have no money. And it could either be your downfall or it could be your big break.
Well, I think when it comes to being a performer, that's the whole thing, is you have to be happy with what you're doing.
And be versatile.
As an artist or as a performer. Because I think the whole thing is like, you know, I went to school. I've been playing saxophone forever. My dad was a saxophone player. He had a band for God knows how long. He's a music teacher right now. And he's a really killing saxophone player. He is. And he taught me a lot. And I went to school to do it. And I love music and I love the instrument. But I kind of realized it's not what I'll never stop playing the horn. Never
okay.
will.
Okay.
I love it. But okay. It's kind of one of those things where I feel like I have to... you kind of got to pick and choose what you really want to go for. Like, I still play the horn, but it's not as much as, you know, I used to, because I went to school to be a jazz performance major. My teachers were amazing. They're good people. They've become really cool guides for me through life and stuff like that. But I kind of realized, like, you know, as much as I love jazz, it wasn't giving me, like, the thrill that it used to give me. Like, it's the thing, you know, I've been doing stand-up for a while, and I was doing those comedy, you know, Western shows. You know, I had been doing that shit since I was, you know, like, I had been doing those shows since I was 9 and then starting to see those things, you know, earlier than that. So I had that performance background, and I think it comes down to, when it came to the saxophone, it's like, did I like playing the instrument, or did I like the way people looked at me when I played the instrument? And that's kind of the difference is, you know, yes, people, you know, oh man, you know, you're pretty good to kind of not be full time on the horn anymore like that. At least my parents would say things like that. But it's also like, well, what makes you happier? Right. You know what I mean? Right. What makes you? Because you're never going to be I think that's part of being a good artist, is you really have to be happy with what you're doing, or else you're going to make some you know, less than satisfactory art to yourself. Because they say a lot of times sadness is conducive to really good art. You know, being upset and having a lot of in life. But sometimes I don't know that that's always true. Sometimes I think it brings you down to a point where it's like, man, you don't even feel like performing.
Well, I feel like when it comes to being creative, a lot of people, and I tell artists this all the time, not every artist, but a lot of the artists that I work with who are holding back on their creativity because they don't think it's good enough. I'm like, have you asked yourself if you liked it? Have you asked yourself, do you like the details and the cover art, and besides accolades, radio plays, opportunities, views, streams, da 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 da, does it fulfill you? If it doesn't, leave it alone. Why in the world am I talking to somebody right now as we speak, and he's holding on to something that I feel like, and I'm not pushing anybody. One thing about me is I don't push people to do something that they don't want to do. But I feel like there is something within this guy who I cherish and I love dearly, that he doesn't think that if he releases this one track that sounds really dope, that I'm going to actually play for you after this, he doesn't think it's going to do justice the way he thinks it's supposed to.
Well,
and I'm like, well, you can't. That's debatable. That's the
no, but see, it's not.
You can't.
It's
say
not
that.
Just that it's debatable. It's the thing that you will never know what you truly sound like. You will never know what it's like to watch you perform. For example, I can play saxophone all day. I mean, there was a point where I was practicing for 5 hours a day. And by the way, I feel like if you're going to get good at anything, you have to want to put that kind of time into it, at least strive for it. And college gave me the time to do that on the horn, but I would record myself, and I would hate the way I sounded, but other people would tell me they liked it. You will never know what you sound like. Even listening to a recording, you will never know what it's like to stand in front of yourself. When I stand in front of my saxophone teacher and would hear him play, it was like he filled the room with sound. There was an orb around him. He will never know what it's like. Same thing with me doing stand-up. I'm doing that a bunch. There was a time when I was doing it like six nights a week, open mics still and stuff like that, but just making sure I get out there and do it every single night. And, man, it's the same thing with that. You can record yourself, and you might have a better idea, but you will never know what it's like to sit in that room and watch yourself perform as an audience member. You'll never know that. So it's kind of hard to even judge yourself in that way.
I say this all the time. Along the lines of what he said, I can see the lights, I can see you, I can see that TV, I can see these cards. The only person I can't see is me.
Well, that also goes into that weird philosophical. I took an edible way earlier today, but goes into that philosophical bullshit. Like, do you see what I see? Is the color green the same shade of green to you as it is to me?
But see what you were saying.
I know that's just high bullshit.
But what were you saying about how you?
You'll never know what you sound like. You'll never know what you look like
because you're playing, but you're not the person on the outside seeing it from that view.
It's a whole different experience.
And that's the same thing about you. I mean, you can look at the mirror all you want. You will never be able to see.
I feel like it just gives you the best idea of you, but you will never know what it's like to have a conversation with yourself. You'll never know what it's like from the other person's perspective. With a video, it's not the same.
And I always say this. I just said this. I don't know when I said this. No, I just said this on the last episode, actually. The greatest to me thing about the greatest thing that could ever happen to you or you could ever realize.
I feel like I'm chewing on it like a cow.
Is not seeing who you really are.
No, I agree with you. That was mad disrespectful.
You're wearing headphones.
I'm sorry.
No. I know. If you're
this is a dude's ASMR.
If you're wearing headphones, I feel so bad for you because I know you're hearing that.
Oh, they can't hear you. Yeah, I forgot. The show's so low budget. We have to have.
I have to have
these external mics.
Yes, because it's an iRig.
No, I dig it, dude. I like run down old school.
I mean, I know that was a compliment, but it can also be.
Was it?
Hey, take it as you want.
This isn't really that old school, though. I feel like if it was old school, we should be in like a really dark, dingy room where we could smoke cigarettes inside and
no
one would bother us. Wouldn't that be nice if we could smoke cigarettes inside?
I feel like that would be nice for somebody else's show.
I'm thinking about, dude? My friends are ski bums.
Okay.
Like, literally, they're lifties for Deer Valley.
Okay.
In Utah. Mm. So they work the lifts, and then they get to ski for free and shit. Okay. And I'm going to go out and do that with them this winter, do some stand-up in Salt Lake.
Well, that's dope.
Try and do that. I might be cool.
That's dope.
But, man, what were we talking about?
I love having you on this show.
You do?
Yeah. Please come back.
I appreciate that, and I will, but what were we talking about?
I don't
know. You're getting me off track.
It doesn't matter.
I was talking about my ski bum friends.
We were talking about your friends in Utah, and we were also talking about how we're not really into our music like we were a few years ago.
No. Well, yeah, you're right. But what were we talking about just before we got into that?
That.
I had a point to make about that. Sorry, I guess it wasn't important.
Well, whatever it was.
Maybe we'll be able to look back later and where I dropped the ball.
You know what I always say? I say whenever I say something, I can't get it out. I always have it right after I play. I watch the playback and stuff. I'm like, oh, this is gonna kill me when I see this back.
It is gonna kill me to see this back and go, oh, that's what I was talking about. That is gonna kill me.
This is exactly what we're talking about. So you can, first of all. We're talking right now. We're doing this right now. But when we're watching this, it's gonna be very, okay.
Revealing, like, oh my, fuck, we're that bad.
Yeah,
this is that horror.
Yeah, really. But hey, it's worth it.
It's early.
Yeah.
Well, do you have genuine people like, oh, shit, the new Ado show's coming out? Man, where do they live? Do you know they're like, where are they from?
One's in Texas. One is in some are.
One is in Texas. There's so few that you know where they're individually from.
There's one in Texas. I know there are people. Actually, there are regions where I know people watch this show. New York is a big one. I don't know why it's New York.
New York people are watching this.
I don't know why it's New York though.
No, man,
Maryland,
that's great.
New York, Ryan. And Maryland.
Nice to meet you.
New York and Maryland.
You want to throw my name out there, you go ahead and do it. I've got an act. I do. It's not this either. Don't worry. I've got an act, and he won't f***ing be there. I bet you that. I will promise you that.
The Netherlands.
No, shut up for a minute. I'm serious. If anyone needs stand-up, here I am. So, you know, give me a call, my number. Do
you want me to put this in?
That's not my real phone number. I'm not that crazy. Social security is...
You're scaring me so much right now. This could be someone's number, security thing, and address.
Yeah, but if I did, like, you have no idea... I mean, yeah, but that's so much random shit. If it is, it's like I just gave them some random social security card from one dude, and then this chick's fucking house number, and then some random dude's, you know what I mean?
I feel so bad right now for
so
the
all
person
over the map.
Who actually has that address, has that number, and has that security thing. Success is not the destination, it's the journey.
I mean, but isn't the dream to be successful?
Of course.
Otherwise, you have some you could have a dream of being a bum on the street. That's like a nightmare. You know what I mean?
Hey, there are this living one.
This is a living nightmare.
Oh, really? Then why are you here?
I'm having a good time.
Hey, you know what? This is not really the regular show, but I really like this. We're chilling. We got more stuff to do, so
I think they're gonna enjoy this a lot more than whatever you've been doing.
Yeah, well, I feel like.
And if they don't, they have no class.
They have no taste.
They have no, they're uncultured. Look at me. I'm bursting with culture. I'm bursting with it.
You're white.
Dude, you know what you are? Look at you. You are way too happy.
I didn't even mean that to come out of my mouth.
You are the happiest black man I've ever met in my life. You really are. You guys have had a lot of bad shit go on. I've never met one as happy as you. Look at you. You're all smiles. Look at you trying not to be. Like, you're hard. Is that a round of applause? A literal round of applause?
You could take me to commercial break once I'm done. I'll be done with this once you go to commercial break.
Oh, we're going to commercial break.
Welcome back to the Ado Show. My guest for today released his new single back in July of this year titled Welcome Home. Help me welcome the third son. Bro, thanks for stopping by. Thanks for saying yes. And I literally would not trade you out, honestly, even though my producers probably would. I wouldn't, because I already love your vibe and your energy right now. It's nice to finally meet you, and I did not hesitate in contacting you. I said, I gotta get him right now, bro. It's too long of a wait. I contacted you earlier in the year, I believe, and then when I noticed that there were some people that I really wanted to come and just be on the show, you were one of the first few names, and I said, hold on. I know why I really liked him now, man. I really know why I really loved his music. And so now I kind of feel stupid for not contacting you earlier, but it's okay. I said contacting you earlier, but it's fine, man. Like, what do you not do that is not good? Like, for real. Like, you just there.
It's crazy too, because we talk to each other like what? Early this year, like several months ago.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I know we're hella busy, so like,
of course,
I'm not that we forgot, but I'm glad we actually got it down. So yes. Kind of cool. Maybe it was meant to be, man. Like,
I believe I believe so. Honestly, I can. There's no doubt about that. However, I will say, I think at the time it would have been really good though, because I was really like on a run every single day. I was waiting to meet new people, and now I'm back to it. I really like it. How are you doing? What's up, man? Thanks for stopping by. First time in forever. This is the only time, first time, the third son stopping by my show.
Yo, making history, man. This is my third. Yes, this is my third like podcast interview. I'm trying to do more of these too, so. I'm glad to be on. I'm glad that we're able to have a conversation and connect. I'm able to connect with your fan base, your subscribers, you know what I'm saying? Share that. No, I'm glad to be here, bro. Really glad to be here.
Dude, I appreciate it. I appreciate the love and your music. Oh my gosh. You know, and when I was checking out the new release, I saw, you know, the label under the release, it was under which... It did catch my attention, actually, which it usually doesn't. I noticed details, but everybody's, when I'm introduced to somebody new, it's kind of like, okay. Because you know those people who be like, oh yeah, man, that you got to listen to this, bro. I got to put you onto this. That's the time where I'm like, I think it's time for me to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, and out of love, I said, I appreciate that you thought of me when you heard this music, but I think my dinner time starts now. You know what I'm saying? But hey, it was a great reaction, because when I was sent you as a referral from a mutual friend, they have been following you, and they told me about you, and then my producer said, get in touch with the third son. I said, okay.
Wow, that's really interesting how that worked out.
Yeah. You stood out in a way. I'm just like, for some reason, your melody and the way you do music and the band behind you is so crazy. Oh my gosh. Okay. So going back to it. Going back to what I'm saying before, I really, you about to put me in one of my moves. So, is 3 Mile Records owned by you?
It is. Yes, sir.
Wow. And did that start, was that the first, you know, thing you thought of, let me just do my label and not do something else with any other company?
I'll give you the run. So, like, I've been an artist. Probably like an artist, like putting music out artist, you know what I'm saying? Under the third son, probably since like 2019. And I think around, cause I dropped the album last year, and you know, I just hit me like, you know what I need, cause I'm trying to be serious about this and have a step up in the game. Let me make a record label, or, you know, make an LLC, so that I can not own that, now that I own my music, my masters, not as an individual, but as like an illegal entity owns these masters. You know what I'm saying? So that way, like, when people do business with me, they're also doing business with, like, the 3 Mile Records. But I'm also going to probably do maybe another one, like, just, like, for me as an artist, because I think further down the line, you know, I'll make 3 Mile Records turn into something like Dreamville, you know, Top Dog Entertainment, you know, when it gets there. But I figure, you know, take a step in the right direction, be a business owner. So,
yeah. Hey, that's a step in the right direction. I'll tell you that right now. And I'm not even... I'm not personally there yet, honestly, to be honest. So I'm basically taking some inspiration and some tools that the third son is really given to me without knowing it. So I appreciate it. I really do. And may I just say, out of the little snippets I've seen, you know, you perform, I gotta say, and I'm looking at this right now, and I'm like, I can for real say I love the sound of who you are. Like I said before, at the beginning of this conversation, I love the sound and the artist that you are. I mean, your approach is different, and I can tell the way you do it. And sometimes when you play, it's sometimes the original you comes out, and it's not always noticeable to the performer or to the creative, but it just it's like, wow. Like, do you notice that, like, it's like a journey for you, bro?
Yeah. It's kind of funny. This is kind of a little story. So I started in my musical journey. I started, like, just learning how to make music. And even before that, you know, I dabbled in music a little bit here and there. Like when I was, like, you know, elementary school a little bit, I played drums a little bit for, like, the church I used to go to. Drums. Yeah. My dad was a drummer. I see the little, yep.
Yeah, you know what this means. He knows what this means. Yeah. Y'all know. If y'all know, you know. Come on.
But yeah, so I started with drums. I took piano lessons, took some guitar lessons. But as far as, like, producing, because that's, like, when I really started taking seriously. So that was, like, maybe 2015, 2014, when I actually, like, got my first, like, drum kit machine and stuff. That's when I started, like, producing. And then, like, it took me a minute to, like, really put something that I was like, you know what? What I just made is actually, like, really, really good. So then, like, I just started learning to produce and stuff like that. And, like, you know, I made a beat tape that was on the iPad. That was, like, SoundCloud back in, like, 2015, and released a beat tape. And then, like, I was like, you know what? At first, I was just a producer. And I didn't have the content or, like, know what to write to be an artist, you know what I'm saying? Or to be, like, to be in that kind of light, you know what I'm saying? Put myself out there. But, you know, the more and more I did it, and the more I realized that people like what I did, and, you know, just the more, just more self-confidence in myself, I realized, you know, hold on, no, I can do this. Yeah. You know, like, I can do this. And now that I'm, you know, I started as a producer, now I'm, like, an artist also, so I'm, like, producing my own stuff, making my own sound. And not only that, I'm still picking up, like, the instrumentals and, like, learning, you know, and I'm also a musician, you know, I got the keyboard. Can't see it. I mean, I probably could move. Let me see if I can do this here. Can you see? I got guitars here, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you saw me playing a band. I'm trying to use it all. So music means a lot to me. And as you could probably tell from those videos, of like the band performances, like when I'm in the zone, like I'm in the zone, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And speaking of live shows, man, what do you appreciate the most about either writing a song or doing a live show? I know if you need to ponder, I get it as a creative.
It's crazy because, okay, live performances, like, you can do so much with, like, so you make a song, right? And you have a version, right? Yeah. With a live show, you can do so much with a live show, bro. It's like, it's insane. You can make it jazzy. You can make it, like, reggae a little bit. Like, I have a violinist, like, in my band, like, on, like, hip hop records and, like, R&B kind of stuff. And it adds so, like, the violinist is Lena Be Free. She is, like, fire. And it adds so much, like, just tension and, like, ups and downs and, like, the fills and the lines that she does is great. And, like, I grew up listening to, like, all kinds of music, like jazz, contemporary jazz, Pat Metheny, Jean-Luc Ponty, as like a violinist and a guitarist. I listen to neo soul, like Robert Glasper, all these like really renowned musicians. But you know, I'm like, I grew up listening to hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Like one of my favorite rap groups of all time is A Tribe Called Quest. So like, that's like, you know what I'm saying? I pick a lot of different things from all these genres. So like when you perform live, it's just like, man, you could go anywhere.
Yeah, and that's the best thing about being a creative, because I believe as an artist, as somebody who is a creative, I talked to my friend Isaac about this, and he's an insane trumpet player, creative artist, individual, and he told me, you have to allow yourself to be. And to and literally, and not only that, but to accept it for the people who don't get what I just said, to accept whatever comes. Because I believe when you have a concept in mind about, and I'm not just talking about records, but I'm talking about how shows are going to go, how we're going to do this, and da 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 da, and all the stuff that goes into a live show. Because sometimes the people that we work with, when you're describing the vision, you can have the vision, but it can go like this at any given moment. And this,
yeah.
And then it could go like this, and that, and that, and that, and you end up in this, hold on, scrap everything, we're doing this. Mm-hmm. And you have to allow yourself to be versatile, you feel me? You're in an element, and you're in a room where anything can happen. I think that's one of the greatest things about this show, is because I don't just talk to people who are just knowing what they want, but also positive and optimistic about what is to come. And also, they are different. And I love people who are different and unique. And I've always wanted this show to be a place where not just artists and a bunch of musicians come, but actors and directors. Thank God I've had people come on who have large fan bases of that dilemma, and who are creative just like you, who are invested into their career and who take it seriously, who take what they do seriously and how they approach music, you feel me?
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the greatest things about this, about what we do. You know, we share the love and the heart and the gift that only we can share. Because nobody can do it like we can do it. Nobody can do it like you can do it. You feel me? And man, that's why I gravitated towards your music, man. And I know there's a bunch of others probably watching right now who's probably like, bro, I don't know how you got him, but get him on season two. So I gotta get you back on season two, because I know there are too many people. I am thankful that there are more people who watch this show. More people who I don't know who watch this show who are probably like, this guy is like stupidly insane to get somebody like the Third Son. And I'm not even trying to boost your energy, but I'm just like, you guys have no idea what he like. I feel like he has so much he can do. I just can't wait until you start headlining things and people start grabbing you for stuff like, and like crazy, man. I'm telling you, man, it's already happening now, and I know it is, and it's just going to just expand, bro. And I appreciate you for letting me waste 20 minutes of your time. But let me say this, bro. Let me say this.
Yeah.
I do really appreciate your music. That's what I want to say, bro.
You're going to look back on this and going to be like, wait a minute.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, sincerely, man, I can't. You will know when I'm faking it to the moment where my eyes are on the paper every single time trying to get through the interview. Oh, I'm saying exactly what it says. Okay. No, I'm not going to do that. No, I like everybody. I promise you, I like everybody. I'll prove it to you in season two. No, I prove it to you. I proved it to a lot of people in season one. I'll prove it to a lot of other people and whoever's watching this in season two. Dude, is there anything else you want to talk about that you're working on now? Or you want to just keep it on a down low? Because I feel like I'm taking so much of your time right now, and I feel like I have so many questions that I really can't ask, and I just feel like you have something to say, and I just want to give you your moment, bro.
I can let you guys in and see what's going on. So, you know, I dropped Welcome Home. That was in July. I'm working on next album. You know what I'm saying? I already got the name for the next album. So stay tuned for that. I don't have a release date. You know how albums are. I mean, you know, it's a process. You know what I'm saying? It's a process. But working on the next album. But just because I'm working on the next one doesn't mean I'm stopping. Like, I'm not telling people, yo, y'all should listen to my first album. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of wild too, because like the first album, the concept of it was good. And actually, that's something I would love to explain if we had time on the show, the concept of what that album means and stuff like that.
If you want to, go ahead.
All right. So for your viewers and my viewers that are watching or that will watch, you know, I had an album out last February 2021 called A Real Love Concept. And I'll try to make this quick so I won't bore you guys to death. But like the whole concept of the album is like really, really deep, but also like very, very cool. And I think it could help you look at life in a certain type of way. So if you remember the album, I have this, I know this is kind of backwards, but I had this little logo on the album in the top right corner. And for people who've taken like, you know, this is something you see in like physics, electrical engineering. Like I was in the science. I took physics when I was an undergrad. So like I've seen this thing a lot. It's called an RLC circuit. So you see the acronym already, RLC, Real Love Concept. I'll explain what all that means in just a second. All right. So each of these components here, these four things, have an application to life. All right. And it's just really cool. So let's just start with this like little zigzag line. That's called a resistor. And what that does is that it restricts current in the circuit. So, you know, current goes through, the stronger resistance you have, the less current you have in the circuit, so on and so forth. So application one is, if you're in a relationship, right, and or you're like trying to get to know somebody that you have a interest with, and it's going too fast, or like it's going a little too fast for your liking, you know what I'm saying? The relationship's going to burn out. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to be in the same wavelength. So sometimes you need some resistance. You know, you need some resistance in your relationships. You know, you got to go at your pace. If you don't, then it's just not going to work. You know what I'm saying? That's one. The second one here is this little squiggly line. That's called an inductor. Long story short, it can make changes to the circuit without necessarily touching it. It induces a current going in the opposite direction. So inducing essentially is application two. I can make you feel a certain way. As a matter of fact, I just did when you said I came on the show, you could just feel my vibe, right? The energy. So I can induce feelings into you without necessarily like physically, you know, you shaking hands, just by my vibe alone, by your vibe alone, how we interact with people, nonverbal communication, we can make people feel a certain way without necessarily not even like talking to them, just by being, you know what I'm saying? That's application two. All right, two more. We're almost done.
Of course. No, keep going. I know the Zoom thing just told me 10 minutes. I'm like, no, let third son keep talking.
This thing right here is called a capacitor. What it does is that it stores charge in the circuit. It stores charge and then releases it. Imagine like as a storage tank for the circuit. So application three is that when you're trying to get to know someone or you're in a relationship with someone or, you know, you have a connection with like a certain object that, you know, like a picture or a picture of family, you need a storage tank to store the memories, to store that love for that person or object or thing. And if you don't, there's nowhere to store it. You're not going to keep it. You're not going to keep it with you. You know what I'm saying? There's no place to put it to hold on to that memory, you know? So that's application three. Okay. Last one. This is the source. This is a battery terminal. But what I did, I put a heart over it because the battery is the source of the circuit. So the source of us is our hearts. So heart over the terminal, the heart is the source of everything. You know what I'm saying? It's what powers the circuit. Our heart's what powers our emotions, you know, in a significantly, metaphorically speaking, you know what I'm saying? So all those songs in A Real Love Concept is talking about my love for like traveling, my love for video games, TV shows I used to watch back in the day, you know, cartoons. Hanging out with my friends, you know what I'm saying? The competitive nature of how I like to be competitive and stuff like that. You know, all that stuff is tied around this concept. And that's what a real love concept is. So it's super deep. I think the more and more you think about it, the more you can really like apply it to, oh, wait, something's, yeah, I could see how that would work. You know, it's a concept, man. So, you know, I got these stickers here. You know, I got stickers here. You know what I'm saying? I got merch. I got T-shirts, long sleeves. And I'm trying to make a new, you know, make a brand. You know what I'm saying? My next step is to, like, trademark and, like, copyright these images so I can actually, like, you know, own that. So that's what Real Love Concept is. Sorry, I was talking a lot. Hope I didn't lose y'all. But I really hope that concept, you know, just helps you think. Honestly, if I just got you thinking about it a little bit, then I'm happy. You know, that's it. So.
And I'm leaving here today just thinking about these concepts. I'm going to watch this tape back. I'm being like, I'm the only one who has this until you guys are, of course, you guys are watching this show right now. A lot of people, this is exactly what I was talking about. You know, a lot of people can't do it like you do it. You feel me? And, you know, I can't wait to see everything that you're doing in this, of course, for the rest of this year and in 2023. And speaking of what you are going to do and what you're doing now and the new release, bro, congratulations on that. Let's talk about Welcome Home. What Sir. Inspired this title and the concept of this whole thing?
Yeah. So it started, usually how my creative flow works is I make the beat first because, you know, I was a producer first. So I make the beat first. And honestly, how the beat makes me feel influences how I write most of the time. I know I feel like that's like backwards for artists. Sometimes they write first and then they make the music next.
To each its own, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, Welcome Home is about when you're in a relationship, like the beginning phase of the relationship, the beginning stages. And like you reach the point where you are vulnerable enough and you trust your partner enough to open up to them, right? So you welcome them into your homes, literally and, you know, like metaphorically, you know what I'm saying? So when you're like, when you reach that point of trust and you'd be like, yeah, I'm comfortable enough to share my home, my life, my family, my friends with you. That's the whole concept of Welcome Home. So with the little animation thing that I have like on Spotify and I released and stuff, that was made by KB. She's they're an artist out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I was thinking, you know, let's make like an isometric house. And like, that house is like my dream house. You know, I got a little planetarium, little outdoor patio, a pond, koi pond, you know what I'm saying? And like zoom in and like open the door. Cause you're like, I'm welcoming you into my home, my dream house. That's the whole idea of Welcome Home. So it's a little, you know, a little love song, R&B, neo soul twist to it. That's what Welcome Home means. So yeah.
Dude. Bro, what can I say? I love it. I got a smile on my face, and I'm leaving today not depressed for the first time. No, I'm playing. I love it, man. I love it. Oh, my gosh. Thanks for stopping by the show, bro. I appreciate everything that you're doing, man. I'm rooting for your rise, bro. Welcome Home is available now everywhere music is sold. The Third Son, everybody, stick around. There's more of the Ado Show after this. I am losing my voice, but this is the last taping I have to do today. Everybody go listen to Welcome Home. I'll be right back. That's all the time that we have for today.
If you'd like to view clips from today's show, just head on over to Ado's YouTube channel for more exclusive content. Also, if you want to stream full episodes of the show, you can. Since this show is on streaming platforms, you know, every one of them, they're all available, which are available for download on Google Play Store and the App Store. And finally, thank God, make sure to tune into the Ado Show. Every day, only on YouTube.com. And all other streaming platforms. A little bit of a contradiction from the last sentence, but, you know, I didn't write it.
Which I will prove to him later, after I thank him for being on the show.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you for having me, dude. I did have a good time.
This was different. I loved it. I really did love it. And you're coming back.
I hope so, man. Because you are.
I know.
I'm just making jokes. I hope you enjoyed it. I know you're just being ridiculous.
I know. I'm gonna get a lot of shade for this, but I don't care.
You think you'd get shade for this? Really?
Yes, because no one.
You think your viewers are that uncool?
I know.
Maybe I'm just not that cool.
Well, let me tell you something. Right about at this time, there's music playing, and this is the time where the producers will start cutting if I take too long to do this outro. So I'm just going to say what I always say at the end of the show. Stay cool, live life until next time.